from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's go to that guest line. Our very good friend, it's been too long, Matt Barrows, The Athletic, joins us on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Matt. What's cooking?
Oh, cooking. The back of my neck is what's cooking. I've been out in the sun for about 15 straight days there watching these camps and trying to keep one eye on the field and one eye on the sideline in case Brandon Ayuk makes one of his appearances.
It's so crazy, isn't it? I mean, an August unlike any other. This is a very odd story for August. So, Matt, let's dive in. That is my first question. Why are the 49ers, if they are, so motivated to actually grant Brandon Ayuk's request?
I think they're motivated to force Brandon Ayuk into making a decision. I think that they are frustrated by this whole thing. They're still not certain whether he wants to be a 49er. And here we are in mid-August, or early August, rather. It feels like mid-August. And we haven't, you know, sort of reached this this basic conclusion. Ayuk has flirted with the Commanders and with the Steelers, and he apparently wants to go to Pittsburgh. He's also said he wants to return here. So to me, I'm just trying to, you know, put these tea leaves in some sort of order. This is all done to sort of force the issue to shake something loose. And to make sure that if he does want to come back, this is happening now, and that he gets back in camp now so that there is a bit of a runway for him to get going before the first game on September 9th.
Yeah, and that runway would be getting shorter and shorter, 33 days until that actual opener. And it's just so weird, Matt, to hear about all the reports of him holding in. And I just wonder, what is he doing? He shows up to the facility, and what does he actually do while he's there?
Well, he does go to the meetings and, does the locker room stuff, talks with his teammates. So he's engaged in everything except for the practices, and he's also avoiding a fine by showing up. I think this point was made by Mike Silver in the Chronicle that when this first started in late July, the perception was, this is a very strong positive sign for the 49ers retaining Brandon Ayuk, getting a deal done. He's there. He wants to be there. That's obvious. But now, as we've gone into, 2.5 weeks of training camp, he's there, but it's more of a distraction than anything else. He's there, but he's showing up on videos and things like that. So this seems to be beginning to irk the 49ers to the point where they, like I said earlier, are asking the question, okay, do you want to be here? Do you want to be in Pittsburgh? What's the story? Let's get this thing resolved.
Matt, here's what I've been saying all day, and maybe you can just sort of like help direct me, because if I'm the 49ers, I would very much look at it this way. You said you wanted us to pay you. We're saying we can't give you exactly what you want, even though we really like you. That led to Brandon saying, trade me to a place that will pay me. And then we did that, and you said no. If I'm the Niners, at that point, I hang up the phone and tell Brandon, we'll see you whenever the hell you decide to see us. And that's the end of the conversation. That's what I can't figure out. They gave him what he wanted. He still said no with this Patriots thing. So why are they still engaging?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, to me, I think that part of it was to show Brandon Ayuk, okay, these are the teams that are interested in trading for you and paying you a contract that you'd like. Let's go. And, you know, two of them apparently weren't to Brandon Ayuk's liking. Now, this third team, the Steelers, is, but I think that the trade compensation is not to the 49ers' liking. So this is all what I call the anatomy of a stalemate. This is why we're not getting anywhere, because none of this lines up. Now, maybe there's a three-team trade somewhere out there that satisfies everybody. I'm not sure. I still think that the 49ers want to have him back. It's very hard for me to see them getting anything, especially this year, that equates to Brandon Ayuk. This is a championship year for this team. And Ayuk is their best receiver. And in a lot of ways, he's what makes this this offense tick, because he can stretch the field, and you know, he's a big part of the deep passing game, nearly 20 yards a catch last year. So it's very hard to see the 49ers getting anything, certainly in 2024, that would even come close to what Brandon Ayuk was able to deliver to them last season.
If there are hard feelings, do you get the sense that it's not so beyond the pale, not irreparable, to where he could come back and theoretically still be a part of a week one offense?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is sort of a book on these types of negotiations. I remember, if you guys can remember back to 2009 and Michael Crabtree's ridiculous holdout to begin his career, where he reasoned that, you know, even though he was picked at this spot, he should have been picked higher, so he should get paid that amount
right.
of money. And that lasted into October. And that was just nonsensical, absurd, and everything else. And as soon as Michael Crabtree was in the building, it was, welcome aboard, Michael. And as soon as he caught a touchdown pass, it was, Michael Crabtree's fantastic. And the fans forgave him very quickly. Now, and if this is protracted and Brandon Ayuk does eventually come back to the 49ers and there are issues, if he gets hurt or if he's just not nearly as productive as he's been in the past, you know, I think that there could be some hurt feelings among the fan base and among the 49ers officials.
Matt Barrows, The Athletic, with us here, Willard and Dibs. Matt, there's this concept or idea now, because, and I think Silver's article yesterday is a big part of it, there's this idea that it's tense, and Kyle is really annoyed, maybe even mad. And so the idea is maybe Brandon's like at practice causing problems. Can you speak to that? Like what are the emotions? What's happening there on the daily basis?
Yeah, I really can't speak to that, because, you know, when he's out there, it doesn't seem to be a big distraction. I mean, it's a distraction to media members and to people in the stands who are taking videos. But I don't really think that it's affecting the practices at all. I will say, though, that there were a couple instances where Brandon Ayuk is out there. He's watching from the sideline. And John Lynch kind of walks over and either kind of takes him, you know, to the spot where John watches practice. Or in one instance, I watched this, he kind of takes him all the way back into the team headquarters. So, I mean, I guess that could be a sense that they'd rather have him out of sight when he's around. You know, there's the other part of it is that there's this ridiculous notion that he arrived with a neck and a back issue. And that's why he's not practicing, not because of any contract. That's officially why he's not practicing. So maybe that's what's annoying Shanahan, that if you're here, if you're healthy, if we're dealing with all sorts of real injuries at wide receiver, and they are, you ought to be back out here. You're under contract. You should be practicing with your team.
How much of that affects what the 49ers are going to do? Not necessarily the Ricky Pearsall nagging injuries, but just looking at their depth at wide receiver and realizing that if you don't have Brandon Ayuk, who will you turn to as your second wide receiver in most of your form?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Formations.
Well, I mean, Brandon Ayuk's been holding in. Deebo Samuel's been having, you know, his best camp since, 2019 when he was a rookie. He looks good. He looks motivated. And he's happy. I mean, you just kind of see that in his body language. So it's a real sharp contrast between him and his good friend, his close teammate, Brandon Ayuk. And Juwan Jennings has looked good as well. So those are your top two guys. Now, they like to use Juwan out of the slot. They like to use him as the third receiver on third down. So I don't know if it'll be exactly, you know, those are your two starters. I think Chris Conley would probably be the other guy in the mix for a big role. Someone started to come on at the end of last season, looked good in the Super Bowl, looked good in the playoffs, and he's also been consistently good in camp. So those would probably be your top three with Ricky Pearsall, if he's healthy, right there after that.
Matt Barrows, The Athletic, with us here, Willard and Dibbs, obviously talking about the Brandon Ayuk situation. Matt, maybe I'm making this up in my head, but just kind of listening to you talk about this a few minutes ago, it sounds to me like you think still the most likely outcome is Brandon on the 49ers. Do you believe that?
I think... let me phrase it this way. I think that's still the outcome that the 49ers want. It's up to Brandon Ayuk to decide whether he wants that or not. I mean, I don't know what the trade package is that Pittsburgh is offering right now. But I do know that the 49ers would prefer to have a wide receiver as part of that trade package. And you look up and down the Steelers roster, and there are not a lot of desirable wide receivers. This is why the Steelers would be interested in this scenario. There is reason for the 49ers to say no to this. But another reason is to keep Brandon Ayuk. I mean, if Washington and Pittsburgh are the two places that he wants to go, and Washington's not interested in the contract, and Pittsburgh doesn't have the ammunition to work out a deal, the 49ers are basically telling Brandon Ayuk, okay, it's time to go to your third option, which presumably is the 49ers.
How often do these three team trades happen? Because you mentioned it earlier, and I was thinking about the NBA where you get a six-team trade involving Klay Thompson. But in the NFL, are these commonplace?
No, I mean, I'm as you were formulating that question, I was trying to think of one in my mind, and I couldn't pull one. But you know, that would seem to be, like I said, and the 49ers need something that helps them in 2024. You know, look up and down that Steelers roster. I mean, there are a couple of great players on that team. I think Fitzpatrick, T.J. Watt. Maybe a couple of others, but I doubt that the Steelers would ever kind of throw that into the mix of compensation.
Matt, have you gotten a sense, being around the guys, what his teammates think of all of this right now?
I think that, I mean, I thought that Nick Bosa's comments yesterday were really poignant. I mean, he was saying that, you know, Brandon Ayuk would be very, very hard to replace, given everything that he does. And I talked about the downfield ability, but it's the little stuff that he does as well. I mean, you know, the blocking that you see for Christian McCaffrey deep down the field, the blocking for Deebo Samuel, things like that. You know, my thought is that the 49ers have the wide receiver position for them over the years has been very, very hard to satisfy. Kyle Shanahan is a very exacting coach, and that's especially true when it comes to wide receivers. And very few pass muster with him. And Brandon Ayuk is the rare example of somebody who has. And he's a homegrown product, a guy that the 49ers drafted. And to part ways with him now, I just think that would be a loss for the organization, not just losing Brandon Ayuk, but it's an L on the scoreboard for them. So that's, I mean, again, that's why I would think that the 49ers would still, even at this juncture, want to hold on to this guy.
And I know we already talked Pearsall a little bit, but like, what is their confidence level that he really can step into this role, and can they know that at all before you actually see him in live games?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're seeing what he does best, which is he's very quick. He gets open, and that's everything in this league. Now, staying healthy, that might be the only thing that's more important than that to a wide receiver, and that he hasn't checked that box yet. So that's a question mark. But I do think that, you know, they feel like if he gets into games, and I think the plan is to kind of sprinkle him in, very, here and there early on, that he's going to work out. It's not going to be too big for him. He's going to get open. Brock Purdy's going to find him. It's going to be a good marriage. But, I mean, to say that he can step in for Brandon Ayuk, I think that's a little bit too ambitious.
Matt, great, great, great to have you today, man. Thank you so much for making some time.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Barrows, The Athletic, latest on the Brandon Ayuk situation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.